Hi, my name is Helen and I'm from the UK. I'm going to talk about some superstitions in my country. Most people know about things like being afraid of Friday the 13th, so I'm going to mention some of the more unusual superstitions that some people in the UK believe in. One superstition that I learned about from my grandmother is that things happen in threes. This usually refers to bad things. So if something bad happens to you, you can expect two more bad things to happen. In order to prevent two more things going badly, you are supposed to break two matchsticks. I thought she was making a joke when she first told me, but then a while later something went wrong, I can't remember what it was, and she immediately said, well, I'd better break two matchsticks, and she did. My mother also told me about a strange superstition, which I would probably never have learned about otherwise. I had come home from shopping with my friends at the weekend and had bought myself a new pair of shoes. I was about to put my bag of shopping on the kitchen table when my mother shouted out, "Wait, don't do that, it's bad luck!" I had no idea what she was talking about. According to her, it is bad luck to put new shoes on a table. She couldn't tell me why it was supposedly bad luck, but she is sure that it is. A superstition that is very well known in the UK, probably because we get so much rain, is that it is bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. If you come inside from the rain, you are allowed to keep the umbrella slightly open and then stand it in a corner somewhere to dry out. But you are not allowed to open a completely closed umbrella indoors. If you are inside and going out into the rain, you should wait until you are in the doorway with the door open before you open your umbrella. I'm not sure how this superstition started, but it is certainly one of the most famous ones in Britain. A much less well-known tradition is putting one hand above your head when passing a graveyard when you were in the car or on a bus or train. I personally don't follow this superstition, but when I was a child I had some friends who did. I think I only learned about this superstition from those friends because I don't remember ever discussing this superstition with anyone else. Some superstitions make no sense. For example, you aren't supposed to step on the cracks in the pavement, otherwise you will break a bone or someone close to you will break a bone. To me, this seems quite silly. How could a pavement know to break your sister's arm because you stepped on it the wrong way? However, other superstitions are far more practical. For instance, you are not supposed to walk under a ladder because it is bad luck. This makes sense because if you walk under a ladder, it could fall on you. Or if someone is on the ladder and you accidentally move it while walking under it, then the person could fall and hurt themselves, which would be very bad luck indeed.